the Ohio Department of Insurance, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and AAA are reminding motorists of the increase in deer-related traffic crashes this time of year. Last year, the Ohio State Highway Patrol reports more than 19,000 deer-related crashes on Ohio's roadways. 46% of these crashes happened in October, November, or December. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol statistics, the top counties for deer-related crashes in Ohio include Stark, Richland, Lorain, Trumbull, and Hancock counties, with US 30, I-71, and I-80 being the leading roadways in the state for these types of crashes. According to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, deer become much more active during the fall breeding season, which occurs from late October through November. During this time of year, you're more likely to see deer darting out into the roadways with little caution, leading to an increase in deer vehicle-related crashes this time of year. Colliding with a deer is not only dangerous, it's also very costly. Recent data estimates the average insurance claim for a deer vehicle collision in Ohio is nearly $4,000. And vehicle sensors found on newer vehicles continue to increase the repair costs. In fact, AAA found that these new safety systems can double repair bills for even minor collisions. So without adequate insurance, drivers are left footing this bill. That's why it's so important to make sure that you're covered before a crash happens. AAA and the Ohio Department of Insurance also want to remind drivers that the optional comprehensive coverage, also known as other than collision coverage, portion of an auto insurance policy is what's often used to pay for deer vehicle damage. Collision or liability only policies won't cover the damage. So with the vast number of costly deer collisions on Ohio's roadways, it's a really good idea to make sure that you maintain that comprehensive coverage, even if you have an older vehicle. This will help to cover you should you hit one of these animals on the roadway. It's really important to try to also stay alert and avoid these animal collisions. First of all, scan the roads ahead. Looking ahead is going to help you to provide enough reaction time if an animal is spotted. Also remember that animals like deer move in groups, so where there's one, there's usually more in the area. It's a good idea if you're driving in the dark to use the high beam headlights if there's no oncoming traffic. This is going to help you to spot a deer or other wildlife more quickly, give you time to slow down, move over, or honk the horn to scare the animal away. High beams also help in spotting the animal's reflective eyes. You also want to make sure that you're extra cautious at dawn and dusk. Deer tend to be more active during the early morning and at dusk, and so that's why these are the peak times for deer vehicle collisions. We're also going to be doing more driving during these times as the days continue to get shorter. If a collision is unavoidable, you want to apply the brakes firmly and remain in your lane. Do not swerve. Swerving to avoid an animal can actually cause a more serious crash by causing you to lose control of your vehicle. Drivers who swerve to miss a deer and end up hitting something else may also be charged for an at-fault crash. So it's really important that you make sure that if a collision is unavoidable, just apply those brakes firmly and remain in your lane. It's also important to always wear your seatbelt, remain awake, alert, and sober. The chances of getting injured when hitting an animal are much higher if you don't have your seatbelt on. If you're distracted or drowsy, you're not properly scanning the road for deer, and you could end up spotting them too late. If you do end up hitting a deer, following that collision, make sure that you call the police. Avoid making contact with that animal. Activate the vehicle's hazard lights. If possible, move the vehicle to a safe location out of the roadway and wait for help to arrive. Also, a good idea to contact your insurance agent or company representative as quickly as possible to report any damage.